Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, as the man said, and we are back after a long, long, long hiatus. And Happy New Year to everyone out there. Welcome to another foodie extravaganza, whatever you want to call it. We're back here. We're going to be talking about food. We're going to be talking about healthy food, believe it or not. But, wait. I think we have someone calling in. Who could it be? But probably, I think it's, could it be, maybe me? I don't know. Laurie, are you there?
Happy New Year. I'm here. Jeez.
Happy New Year. I know you were having a hard time calling in to the show. We've got major wind blowing here, and the temperature's dropping quickly.
Oh,
so,
I didn't. That's true. That could be.
Maybe.
So if I get dropped.
Yeah, we might lose you. I don't know, because the connection is always crappy out here in the middle of nowhere. And so you never know. Oh, look. We have another caller coming in. Could it be the person who used to be called the Dark Side Czar, the Wine Czar? Is that you, Brian?
I don't know. After my ear just got blown out, I don't know what I am because I can't hear anything anymore.
Well, Happy New Year. He's back, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian.
Did I miss you? No. Did you miss me?
Well,
no.
No, not really.
I guess
really.
Our radio
honestly,
audience must have missed us.
Probably not. But anyway, I guess we have to start off right off the bat because I said in the title of the show, Brilliant Ideas Radio, holidays are over, let's eat more healthy. Yeah, right. But I guess Brian has gone to the mountaintop. He has seen the light. He's no longer the dark side master. He's going to be the light side master now. What say you, Mr. Light Side Master?
And how ironic that you just decided to label the show that way.
Isn't it
well,
ironic?
You know, I guess I was forced into a New Year's resolution. And there's a big gap between what you do and what the food, whatever we want to call her, does. And then there's the middle. So I've got to be somewhere more in the middle.
Oh.
I'm cutting out processed foods. I am just trying to watch what I'm eating. And you know what? We won't have to worry about mentioning that place with the M.
Well, I still will. Wait a minute.
I won't be
there. Just because you're getting healthy doesn't mean I have to. And I always say, you know, eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, and be brilliant if you want to. But only I can
you
be
know,
brilliant. But
the Beavis and Butthead show cannot be the Beavis and Butthead show without one of them. So,
true.
You know, if you decide not to be healthy and you go before me, I just want to let you know I'll miss you.
Well, I do want to clear something up. I want to clear a couple of things up here. First of all, Okay, let me just tell you what we had for dinner tonight. I took boneless chicken thighs. I stuffed them with sausage, onions, peppers, and cheese and rolled them up, baked them in the oven, and then sprinkled panko, I guess it was a breadcrumbs. Yeah, panko breadcrumbs on top. And we had vegetables, carrots, green beans, and corn. So that's healthy, isn't it?
If you're not having to lower everything, but if you're going to look into, okay, how much you had you had boneless, skinless thighs, right? What did you have skin on?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No,
so there's still a little fat. The sausage you had, I'm sure, had plenty of fat in it and cholesterol. I've got to lower my cholesterol. I've got to lower my sugars. So I've got to do something that, you know, maybe you don't have to.
Well,
whether you like it or not, we're going to talk healthy whenever we talk about food.
I'm not happy for you, but I understand why you're doing this. But I think that's fairly healthy. That's not that bad. And it's not like we had like a big, giant 1 pound sausage in there. I took
a little quarter pound sausage. Chicken thighs.
Yeah, a little tiny piece. Yeah, and a little thigh.
And a little piece of sausage that was in the middle with bell peppers and onions, and you also had some wonderful spices on there, like lemon pepper, I think, and garlic. And so, I mean, and I understand, you got to eat in moderation, everything. I'm a true believer of that, and I'm glad that, you know, you're doing that, because I think everybody should do that in life, you know, just eat in moderation. But you don't want to, unless it's health reasons and diet and stuff, you got to cut more out. But it was a very elegant dish you prepared. I had one little
elegant
piece.
Brian.
It was
elegant, Brian.
It was elegant.
Please.
Refined. It
please.
Was.
You're
it
making,
really
you're
was.
Making
and
the
and
salad
the
that I had for dinner come up.
I had a little glass of wine with it. It was, you know, a wonderful meal. So I, you know, but I hear you.
Well, Brian, all I'm saying
is that I've just got to be more conscious of what I'm eating.
I don't care
what you eat.
Yes, you do. That's what our show's about. Let's talk about what you eat. Now, I have to admit, yesterday, I know it's healthy. You had all those parsnips and whatever else you had on there, but you have those giant octopus on your plate. By the way, when you have multiple octopuses, is it octopuses or octopi?
Whatever you like. My real New Year's resolution this year is I'm not going to argue with you anymore. So all of our radio listeners are just going to go into withdrawal because we're not going to fight anymore.
Well, first of all, that's so
fucking
crap.
The only
reason they listen to us is because we're fighting. But I want to find out, octopuses or octopi, or is it just octopus? I got to look that up. But anyway, okay, Mr. Smarty Pants.
I will do some crack research for you.
I want to know, what is the nutritional value of an octopus?
Okay, I will look that up. And
they look creepy, by the way. I mean, that's the dark, that's the most dark side
octopus,
thing you can eat.
That's not dark side. Octopus, first of all, octopus is very Mediterranean. And you know, Lori, your cousin Liz, who's supposed to be the same ethnicity as you, just kind of got real grossed out by my pictures.
A lot of people can't eat it. Octopus, a lot of people can't eat it. I love it. I've had it so many ways. Well, you know, in the food business too, but in the food industry, I should say. I've had it so many different ways served. I love it. That was a lot. I mean, I don't want to have like a whole platter full, but
I know he had 12 octopuses, octopi, whatever they're called.
No, first of all, I'm not going to argue with you, but I'm not going to let you talk over me. First of all, there were 12 baby octopuses that I cooked that we each had six. So I don't know where you got 12 from. And they weren't that much as far as the amount of calories is concerned. They're not at high in cholesterol or carbs.
What are they? What do they have in the nutritional?
Protein.
I am trying to get nutrition.
Well, while you're looking, hey, while you're looking for the nutritional value of octopus, there, SpongeBob, I'm going to tell you a little story while you're looking. And by the way, if you wrapped them in bacon, I probably could have eaten them. And speaking of bacon, ever since I posted my new profile picture on, this is pretty cool, my new profile picture on Facebook. Don't ask me why, but you know, I put a whole stack of bacon. You've seen my new profile picture. I have had about 60 new friend requests since I posted that stack of bacon.
He tells me this. Yeah.
I can't decide. Wait a minute. Is it because of the bacon, or was it because of my ugly face before? Which is it?
Who knows? Okay, octopus. A 3-ounce serving of octopus, which I probably had on that plate, maybe a 6-ounce serving of octopus. All right?
Okay.
139 calories, so double that. Carbohydrates, zero. So they are good for you. Seafood has got a lot more fat. But
that's all they got? Wait a minute. You got calories and zero carbs. I mean, there's nothing else of nutritional value. I got to eat that ugly thing, and that's all I get
protein,
from it?
Protein, 25 grams.
Oh,
I just said that.
1.8 grams.
Okay.
Vitamin D, important. Very good for vitamin D. Iron, copper, vitamin B6, which
zinc
people
maybe?
Are telling me now I should have B12 and B6. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to take it as a vitamin if you're getting it, though. That's the problem. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to see a nutritionist.
If people change their diet,
I tell them, right.
Well,
yeah,
look, okay, I said I was going to reveal things. The doctor told me my cholesterol was high. The doctor told me my sugar was high. And I'm vitamin D deficient. How that happened, I don't know. But,
really?
So I'm actually taking vitamin D.
Well, I know how.
So,
wow.
I don't drink enough milk. It's probably because I cut out coffee a lot.
Isn't vitamin
D,
is that the one you get from the sunshine? Is that vitamin D?
That's vitamin D. And that's why the dog says something. He needs, like, milk. And
well, he's been in the dark. He's in the dark side, and he wasn't getting enough sunshine.
Well, yeah.
So that's why he has no vitamin D.
Well, you see, the cheese on those cheeseburgers don't give you enough vitamin D.
You know what, Brian? Do you like almond milk? Did you ever drink almond milk?
Yeah, I have, but you know what's even better?
I love it.
I eat almonds. And almonds are
good
for
you. Oh, I like almonds, too. Oh, yeah, they are.
In fact, I just bought a big bag of almonds so that I can have things to snack on.
Hey, by the way,
that won't affect my
calories
and my cholesterol.
Yeah, watch the almonds, too.
I told you this story before. Be careful with almonds because they'll back you up. I had a friend of mine end up in the hospital because he ate too many almonds, so just be careful with those almonds.
Oh, yeah, I know. Look, the same thing. It's the same thing with any nuts. Peanuts, you know, they get into your intestinal tract and forget it, you know. But anyway, we don't have to talk about my morbid dietary needs anymore.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion no matter what you eat, there's something going to go wrong.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I decided I wanted to live a little bit longer. Because, I am the elder statesman of this trio, and don't forget that.
Yes, you are.
So
no, I'm just giving you a hard time.
I hope to take care.
I hope it works for you. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be eating more healthy, though I really don't. You know, don't you understand? This is a part I play on the radio. I don't eat like 10 tons of bacon every day. I don't eat 40 pounds of burger every day.
After going to your house and eating a casserole with vegetables and sausage and bacon in it, all in a crock pot, that's probably what shot my damn cholesterol up over where it needed to be. Don't tell me about I don't eat.
It's my fault, huh? So now you're blaming it on me.
It is. You goaded me into being this dark man So I went out there and I proved to you that I could be this dark man, and now I'm paying for it. And I don't even get paid for this radio show.
Yeah, you do.
You get paid by love. How about
that's
that?
That's right. Oh,
well, see, at least I know someone there loves me.
Well, it's not me, so
Mwah.
Hey, by the way,
so
Brian,
do we have any news to talk about? Hey,
I got something to tell you. I got two things. Would you just slow down now? Ever since you've gotten healthy, you've gotten all, like, cranky. Good God.
Jersey. He's going Jersey on us.
I'm being back to fast-paced New York.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, by the way, I do have some news. Speaking of my ugly mug, I was at a warehouse this week and with some guys, and I walked into the place. You're going to like this, Brian. And the guy says, "You look like somebody. You look like a star." and I said, Lord. I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "That kung fu guy." I'm like, "David Carradine?" He's like, no, that other kung fu guy. So anyway, after we talked back and forth, because no one could figure out who it was, did you know that, Brian, that I look like Steven Seagal? Did you know that?
I don't know what cracked mirror this guy was looking in.
Yeah, they call me Steve now, by the way. And okay, I've got some news, and I'll let Laurie do her thing. Speaking of healthy, I've got something here real quick. You want to hear the 13 best American cities for bacon lovers?
No. But you're going to tell me anyway.
I am going to tell you.
Number, play along.
Number 13 is Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore area is the fourth largest bacon market in the country. So, I bet you didn't know that. Number 12.
Wait, they're the fourth largest market, but so how come they're not number four?
Yeah, they were the fourth largest market, but they're number 13. Don't ask me. I'm just reading this thing. Number 12, Boston,
Massachusetts.
Obviously, they're
not doing their market research well.
Obviously. I got to talk about merchandising and marketing later if we got time. Number 12 is Boston. Boston Baked Beans is what Boston's usually known for, but they're also known for their big bacon, Boston Bacon and Beer Festival, Bacon Palooza, and also the originator of Bacon de Mayo. I don't know what that is, but this is going to be a boring story, I can tell. Number 11, Charleston, South Carolina. The New York Times described Charleston as a town afloat on bacon-washed bourbon. Number 10, San Diego, California. I don't know who ranked this, by the way. You know what? I'm not going to read it. Let's just go to number one. Who's the number one? This is too boring. The number one bacon city is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Do you know why?
Philly?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I can't
like an overstuffed pinata, Philadelphia is positively bursting with bacon. They slip it in and cheese steaks, create restaurant color schemes based on it. The city even raised actor Kevin Bacon up to 6 degrees of celebrity in his... as of today. Three area restaurants have been featured in the United States of Bacon. Philly is the sixth largest bacon market in America. Local burger chain PYT made a taco shell out of bacon. Dip your deep-fried oysters in bacon. The father of modern Philadelphia was famed city planner Edmund Bacon, who is the father of Kevin Bacon, by the way. Jake's Sandwich Board is famed for its turbacon. So anyway, number one is Philadelphia. And that looked like a better story than it turned out to be, but I don't care. Laura, you got any stories?
you need to find something bacon. You know what? So we won't mention the M word anymore, but I would like to see if we ever have a show where we don't mention bacon. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. And
okay, so we can't say McDonald's anymore.
I can't say McDonald's.
You can't say bacon.
You just did it.
You got to talk about the merchandising because that. You have to tell that story before I read mine. my new
okay.
trends of 2016, because that might be boring. No, it's actually fun stuff, but you got to tell this story because it started out with the big flicks, and go ahead.
All right, so I was at Walmart. Can we say Walmart, Brian?
Oh, I don't care. You don't. You claim you don't shop at Walmart. You let Larry do your dirty work for you now.
Yeah, Larry dragged me to Walmart. And anyway, I was at, and I love Walmart, by the way.
I think you've been banned. I think you've been banned. That's why
Larry. You've been banned for Walmart?
You.
Oh, I have.
I've been banned from Walmart.
So we're at the checkout. Let me finish. Would you shut up and let me finish the story? So we're at the checkout. And normally at the checkout, they have, you know, the big flick lighters, those big long neck lighters that I use for lighting the grill. And they're, you know, they're an impulse buy, but no, not at Walmart anymore. So I said, oh, Laura, I'm going to go run and get us some of those big lighters. She said, I think they're over there where the charcoal is. So I go down, all the way down, like half of the store, get to the charcoal area. Now, you would think charcoal lighter, you would think maybe they would have big lighters and matches. No. So I asked the lady, I said, hey, what are those big lighters? She says, I think they're back there in the fishing
camping.
And camping area.
Camping.
So
yeah.
I was going to
go
say sporting goods. Yeah.
He's all over the
goods.
Store for the big flicks. I couldn't believe this. I'm like, and well, I need them because I like candles all the time.
So I go into sporting goods, and I go, you know, where they have the Coleman stoves, and they have all that stuff there, and nope, lighters. So I asked the girl at the shotgun counter, which I love that Walmart has a shotgun counter, but I asked her at the shotgun counter, where do you have the big flicks? And she said, oh, they're all the way back in hardware. You need to go to hardware in the heating section. I'm like, heating section of hardware, all right. So I go back to the heat. Now, at this point, Laurie's unloading the carts, and we had two carts.
Wait,
we had
like,
two
where
carts,
are they?
What?
And I'm Laurie thinking, where the heck is he? He had to just get the big flicks. He's like gone for an hour. Not really. But
so
I'm
now
like,
I'm all the way back. I'm all the way back at the very back end, literally the farthest corner, and I find the big flicks by the kerosene and the heaters, the kerosene heaters. Yeah, they didn't even have the big flicks. They had the Duraflame. So then I have to run through the Walmart because now I know she's checking out. And I'm sure the line backed up from here to Kalamazoo. So I finally found the big lighters. So whoever makes the decision to put these big lighters all the way in the back of the store, what happened to the day when they used to be at the front counter as an impulse buy? That's just, I guess I shouldn't be.
They're always at the front counter.
Well, not anymore. They're not.
I know. No, she says in the wintertime, people don't grill. I'm like, you don't know who I'm with, you know. She goes, no, they move them. They move them. And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't believe you move
right.
much. But I like
well,
candles
you know, it's all
the
time. It's all the geniuses that do all the marketing planning that get paid the big bucks, no matter what store it is. They get paid the big bucks to think are the stupidest ones. That work.
I mean, he was MIA, and I'm thinking, where
in
the
merchandise.
Heck is he? He had to get the fence. Like, where was he? And
well,
he can't miss
Laurie,
him in the car. Just look
now,
around, you can see him. He's so tall.
Now that we brought that subject up, should I tell him about Ralph's Supermarket?
Oh. Oh, my God. Yes.
All right.
I never heard
Brian,
of this place.
Brian, since you said, you know, all these stupid people that do the merchandising, they pay the big bucks to lay these stores out. This was in California at Ralph's Supermarket. I don't think Ralph's is in business anymore, but this is when I lived in California. One day I go in there, and they had changed the store completely around to where nothing made sense. I mean, nothing made sense. So I'm going in, I'm looking for light bulbs, and I swear to you this is a true story. And I can't find light bulbs. And I'm walking everywhere, up and down all these aisles. And nothing, I mean, nothing's in a category that even makes sense. So I say to this guy, I said, where are the light bulbs? And he said, over in the near the seafood. I'm like, okay. So this is the true story. So I go to the seafood, okay. Then I'm looking around. Nothing is. I mean, what they're doing is they're categorizing these things in weird positions. So then I started looking for notebook paper. And so I asked the guy. I said, "Where's the notebook paper?" He goes, "Over there by the cabbage and lettuce. You know, loose leaf." So I go to the, and I'm making this part up, by the way. Do you know where they had the toilet paper, Brian?
I don't know, with produce?
No, by the beans, of course. You're not catching on
well,
here.
I was gonna say, you know, produce makes you kind of go a lot like beans would. So, you know, we were on the same track.
Anyway, I exaggerated that story, but whoever did the merchandising at Ralph's, and I remember Ralph's is on strike too. And I'm going through the parking lot, and they got people walking around with these big giant signs. You know, they wanted to be paid $87 an hour, and they were upset because they weren't being paid $87 an hour. And they were like yelling at me, like, "Don't go in the store! Don't go in the store!" I'm like, "For God's sake, I just need some potatoes. Would you please get out of my way?"
So if you wanted Visine, it would be with the onions?
Yes, exactly.
It's a puzzle. It was a puzzle.
Visine and onions. You got it, Laurie.
So Ralph's was a puzzle. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, enough of that. Laurie, do you have any food news?
I do. I actually have food trends for 2016. So here are some major trends. I know. I know you love these trends.
Octopus is one of them, I bet you.
Octopus? No, it isn't. Actually, it's pretty cool. It says, major trends for 2016 that the experts, consultants, chefs, nutritionists, and foodies anticipate. And some of these aren't so much about the food that we eat, but it's also about how we get it and how much we pay for it.
Oh, God.
Remember the tipping? Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
A major disruption has started in the food delivery from the restaurants and supermarkets. Although this trend involves familiar names, they actually don't make food. And they are Google, Amazon, and Uber that are seeking a place at the table. And for those who don't know Uber, it's an American international transportation network company in California. And the company developed, markets, and operates the Uber mobile app. I've never heard of it, honestly. I have to be honest. That's why I looked it up.
You've never heard of Uber Cab?
No. I really haven't.
It's a big thing in big cities now. They're like more independent people that drive them. It's not like a network of cabbies and everything. Yeah.
They're independent people. It's pretty cool. Actually, it says, it allows consumers who have their smartphones to submit a trip request. It then routes the Uber driver, who uses their own car, like you just said. And they started this, they said, back in, I think, 2009, some guy started this with the app. As of May of 2015, the service is available in 58 countries and 300 cities. And since Uber's launch, several other companies are copying their business idea. But that's pretty cool. You're right. It's like a car that you drive, and you pick up the food and you take to that person. Within like a certain amount of time.
We're getting
it's
so
Uber,
freaking lazy.
It's Uber Meals on Wheels.
That's kind of what it is, yes.
And you
people don't want
to
go.
Actually, you can sign up to be an Uber driver, you know, and sort of become part of the clan or whatever. It's easy. There's a web address that I can post later. But I mean, I can get out of the one.
It's called Uberfication. It's a trend. It's called Uberfication. Yeah. Pretty cool. Because people don't want. What it is actually, in a way, it's kind of like, I mean, people are, they don't want to have to go to a restaurant. They don't have to go to the food store. Everything is getting done through this.
I guess I'm lost. I don't still see what y'all are trying to talk about. So the Uber taxi goes and gets your food for you. Is that what you're saying?
Wherever you want it. Yes. Yes.
Well,
you don't even have to go and get the takeout or have someone. Well, the Uber delivers it instead of the kid, you know, that sticks his fingers all over your pizza.
Yeah.
Well, he still does. Now the Uber driver does it too.
You know, I think that's my next career. I'm going
to
be an Uber driver.
You have to think of most people are good. Don't think like that.
All right, give me another trend. That one I don't get.
Remember I talked about ShopRite that time, how big that department is, where, you know, they have a personal buyer.
Yeah, the personal buyer part I get, but I don't understand how does this car and this guy get your food? He goes and picks it up
he
for
goes.
You and then brings it to your house?
Instead of me going to ShopRite, if I call ShopRite and tell them I want my order and I go and pick it up, instead of me having to go to pick it up, I get the Uber guy to go pick it up.
Okay. All right, give me another trend. That one's a great one.
Oh, boy. Okay. Baum and Whitman, a leading international restaurant and food consultant that are based in New York, identifies this tech-driven delivery as the, quote, current big disruptor of the food retail and food service. Uber focuses on that high-speed delivery from the restaurants, while Google and Amazon delivers the groceries. Sending non-fresh grocery items to the U.S. and Canadian addresses is nothing new for Amazon, but now they've added their prepared meals in some American cities with free one-hour delivery. Amazon and other companies are also starting to bypass the restaurants and the supermarkets. Amazon has a partnership with Fresh Nation to deliver fresh produce from the farmers' markets to your homes. See, what it is kind of doing is it's taking over. You don't have to go. It's doing all your little small shopping for you too. Like if you want, like you said, it'll go to a farmers' market and bring your fresh vegetables and stuff, and go to the grocery store. People don't have to leave their home. They can just stay on their phone longer.
I'm getting bored with this.
I have an issue with this because you know what? I'm talking about. I need to eat healthy. I need to change things. I need to exercise. The world is becoming more and more lazy.
I just said that.
I
said people can stay home on their phones now and spend more time on Facebook.
Yeah, well, guess what? That ain't happening either with me.
Me neither.
It's just we live in this incredibly lazy society.
It's amazing to me.
Know?
Listen to this one real quick. I want to say this, though. Other companies are starting to prepare hot meals exclusively for delivery to offices, homes, and while some big chains like Panera, they're creating food hubs that will handle delivery orders and separate from their own walk-in locations. I mean, this is like this is huge stuff. I remember the ShopRite guy told me that I think it was like 25% of their business was, you know, pickup. I could call the order in from work or something and come, you know, come drive through. And then for $10 more, they'll deliver it to your house, ShopRite will. He said that, I forget what, like 2018 or something or 2019, they would probably double that. I think that's something like he said. He goes, they predict this drive through and this pickup is going to become huge for mothers, stay-at-home mothers with their children. They don't have to get in the car and, you know, pack up the kids and... But you're right, Brian. You know, I mean, I hate to use that word, but it you get more and more lazy.
Brian's right. And like the only exercise I get every week is walking to the mailbox and going and shopping at Walmart. If they take Walmart
and covering
away,
the whole store looking for a lighter, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a lot of walking.
But you realize that even the people that make the deliveries are going to be obsolete once they allow all the drones to fly in the sky.
I know. That's coming too.
You know, because I've already seen things about, you know, them having, you know, experimenting with drones making pizza deliveries and, you know, other deliveries.
Yep.
So we're all going to sit in our little cubes and do nothing.
Row your boat. World famous chefs, listen to this, you can pay and have them, that they're migrating for limited engagements as an expanding trend. Can't afford to travel to one of the world's best restaurants? Worry not. They're coming to you, says the Condé Nast magazine. You don't have to travel. You just call them, and they're going to fly over to you.
Oh, I can just imagine what that bill would be.
Oh, yeah. Hey, more
vegetable
protein.
Grill, you
An
know
international...
what?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Even your cooking, well, you know, we could start a new business, and we could just go out and be in-home cooks.
Well, you know, there was a guy who used to call into our show.
I could do the
remember?
Fancy stuff, and you can do the grilling.
Yeah, we could do that. Just go in the driveway, and I'll do the grilling, and you make the octopus.
Oh, that guy. Oh, I remember. I don't even remember his name.
Yeah.
The guy who was, like, going door. No, but you see, don't forget, I actually did that back in New York. I did private parties. And, you know, they were very rich people that had dysfunctional kitchens. Everything was brand new. Didn't know how to use any of it. But I used to go in and cook a party in home.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
prepare
no, the wine for them,
I
too?
I did it for a little while. It was actually good money.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Good money.
Huge money.
But when they started asking me to do parties bigger than I wanted to handle, then I just stopped.
Did you do the wine pairing with it, though?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. No, I did everything. I would do everything.
Wow.
But I did it all myself.
I never knew
that. And there are a lot of private chefs that go in home and prepare meals for people. So
absolutely.
It's not, you know, this is nothing new, but, you know, big-time, expensive Emeril Lagasse-type people going into mm-hmm. someone's home, I could just imagine what they would charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been a few of those guys over
it's
the
not
past
a new
couple
trend,
years.
That's
there's,
for sure.
There's been a few of those guys on our show the last couple of years, like Brett McKee and what's the other one? I forget their names now, but they do that kind of stuff, and they charge a lot of money to come to your house. But I guess, you know, whatever.
Christo Gonzalez.
There's more money in being a private chef sometimes than getting a job in some fancy restaurant and working the line.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in control, and once you get a clientele, and you have a reputation,
that's big in New Jersey too. Yeah, private chefs, but this is international. These are like big guys, coming to you. It's just a new thing. The international trend is going towards more protein from vegetables, Brian, and less from the meat. Excuse me. It gets a big boost in 2016 from the United Nations. Which has declared the international year of...
Of course. The United Nations is behind this.
Yep. They're saying it's lentils, beans, chickpeas, et cetera. See, now, which I grew up on all that. And Grillion always buys the chickpeas for me and stuff. I love it, and beans.
What's killing me? Because now I'm, like, looking at every label and looking at the carbs because I got to cut my carbs down and do it, you know, like, smartly. Is that all of the beans that I love to eat actually are fairly high in carbs when you count how many grams of carbs you're allowed to have. And then it's like, okay, but, you know, can I have like an eighth of a cup of this bean and still be okay? You know, like, so I was shocked. And I was actually
Was your cholesterol that high?
Corn.
I mean, was it really that high? Because sometimes, you know, they want it to be so low because, you know how the pharmaceuticals are. I mean, the companies, they want to put everybody on medicine. But was it
bad? No, look, I can't say that it got spiked over the holidays because it has to build up over time. But, you know, I'm out on the road a lot, and I can't control enough of what I do. So I eat out, and, yeah, I became dark man. And it's great fun for me to report about all these burgers that I'm trying and then retrying and retrying, but it wasn't helping my system. Plus, you know, sweets and things like that, so much sugar got up, and now I got to watch everything. So it's amazing what you see when you look at the labels, and I know we've knocked having things on labels, but thank God there are things on the labels to where I don't have to keep looking at my phone every time I need to know something.
Yeah,
so.
I love to read labels. I read all labels. It's amazing. I've done it for years. I look at all labels just to do that. I just do.
But I haven't turned into a vegan, and I haven't turned into a non-GMO, and I will enjoy a slice of bacon once in a while when I care to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to join the Food Babe Army. Please don't do that.
You know what? I might do it just to spite you and then spy on her. I could be an inside spy and make believe.
She wouldn't have a clue who you are either. That's a good idea. We should do that.
Yeah.
You could be a dark man inside the Food Babe Army. I like that idea. That's a great idea. All right, so we have 5 minutes. Laurie, do you have any more great, wonderful trends that we need to talk about for 2016 in the next 5 minutes?
Well, let's see. I've got a lot of stuff. I'll read about some of it next week. But tipping, remember we heard about, I don't know if some people are up on this, but many of the high-end restaurants are exploring alternatives to tipping while their customers are increasingly curious about who actually are getting the tips. Some restaurants were taking it off, but they were charging more for the food. Well, it seems like it's actually going back to people are pretty much tipping still. They don't know what to do. They're like, do we take away the tipping? Should we tip people? Yeah. Two famous San Francisco restaurants also went tip-free. Then they switched back because they couldn't hang on to their servers. And the policy is trickling down, and it will continue until the until something else, you know. Yeah, because you're losing this.
Did we not say that just several months ago here on this show?
Yeah.
Stupid of an idea was that they lose all their people.
Their service.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I said when you asked. Remember when you brought it up? I said, well, I was a waitress, and, yeah, I wouldn't want to work at the restaurant who did that because I made a lot of money in tips. But I also waitressed in the 80s, and that was all like, you know, there was money, and, I mean, it was, you know, everybody was going out to restaurants and good times, and I was getting 20% almost all the time, all the time. I never got below 18.
Well, so, now, Laurie, people don't go out to eat. They just wait for the Uber car to show up at their doorstep,
I
guess.
Right.
Yep.
To bring the food to them or bring them to the food so that they just sort of push themselves up to the table, eat the food, and then push themselves back from the table and get back into the Uber cab and back into their couch.
That's exactly how it works now. All right, we're almost out of time. We've got 3 minutes. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll be back next Sunday at the same time, same. Well, I can't say dark side anymore. I guess I'll be doing the dark side.
You can be the dark person. I can still talk dark side. I'm just not eating dark side. That's all.
It's not gonna be any fun anymore. It's just like too one sided.
I'll go find another show to be on. That's all. Maybe the food babe wants me on her show.
There you go.
You know, that's
he just
vegan
likes
lady.
His buddy.
Yeah,
he wants someone
lady.
To, you know, eat junk food with him. And I, you know.
Well,
I just sit back and listen.
All right, we got to go.
I'll eat vicariously through you on Facebook, okay?
There you go.
Do me a favor, though. Don't be giving me any freaking lectures on Facebook about you shouldn't be eating that. That's got too much cholesterol. Don't eat that, girl. You just got too much fat. No, I'm just telling you.
I don't look at what's on other people's plates, and I don't want anybody to look at what's on my plate.
Yeah, right.
So there. You know,
all right,
you're the one that pushes me and tells me about how bacon is so good for me and I should be doing this and I should be doing that, but I'm not. So heed thy own words. That's what
that
I have
means.
To say to you.
Well, thank you for that. All right, we got to go. I'm trying to find a song so I can shut you up, but the thing's not working. Come back and see us next. I know this thing is acting up. Come see us next Sunday. I'm just going to press a button here, and whatever plays, we'll play. Everyone, I know. Oh,
Jingle bells?
Jingle bells. You know what? That's actually, all Christmas songs are coming up. That's the bad part. Anyway, here we go.
Bye.
We're out of here.
Cheers.
See you guys.
Cheers.
an old man with a very crooked nose. He lived in an old log hut and they called him Old Man Mose. Well, early one morning, took a look through the back. I saw an old man lying and I ain't gonna do no more. Cause I believe.
We found out.
Oh, Lord, get the bucket.
We found out.